Peace, y'all. Peace, 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 man. Hope y'all having a wonderful Thursday today. Salute to all my new subscribers, everybody that hit the like button yesterday for your boy. I greatly appreciate y'all, man. I just want to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? We got some stuff to talk about today, though. Got some real important stuff to talk about today. Gonna be very eye-opening. As y'all know, I try to give y'all as much information as I possibly can, in all honesty. You know what I'm saying? I realize that a lot of people are unaware of these things that take place. So I just want to keep the people informed. All right? Now, we also going to focus on hip-hop as well, but we also are going to speak about the real topics that's going on in the near future. I'll shout some people out today. I'm going to shout some people out. I got to try something new, y'all. I'm not going to promote my other page or whatever. Salute to Vinny Espy, Thunder Damn Beats, J Monster Beats, Star Stone, Dutch Ramundo, Nihilism, Tatiana Monet, Good Afternoon, Mishi Bless, Gemini 123, Chris Quaz, Dankling UFO, Perry Foggs, Ta-Ta, Billionaire, Billions 8 Kid, what up? Serving the Most High God, BP, what's popping? Brian Dow, what's going on? I can't pronounce XO Music, I think that's how you say your name. Salute to you, bro. Yo, what's going on? Job Meek. Team has a Scorpion Queen. Jay Stacks in the building, man. Let me go down here real quick. Les Charles, what's going on? Niecy Brown, what's popping? All right, so we in the year 2024, going into 2025. And these people in power, you know what I'm saying? These people in power, salute the Chill Vibes. Thank you, bro. I appreciate you. These people in power have a plan, all right, to navigate our way of living. Now, I speak about a lot of this stuff, and believe it or not, it comes off as, you know, tinfoil talk, tinfoil hat talk, right? But I'm going to show y'all some stuff today, and we're going to be talking about Agenda 21. Now, for those that don't know what Agenda 21 is, I'm going to show y'all a video. A lady is going to actually break it down what Agenda 21 is. And then I'm going to break down the 17 different sustainable developments that these people are putting into place. All right, now, I'm going to say this. It's going to sound good. It's going to sound good. It's going to be like, well, Jay, why are you so mad about that? But on the flip side, right, because it's always a catch. It's always a catch. We're going to talk about it today. And hopefully I'm not on this live too long. I got some things to do, but I definitely want to explain this to the people. So I would greatly appreciate it if everyone hit the like button so this could get in the algorithm. If you choose not to, that's fine. All right. That just shows, you know, whatever. But I want to talk about this now. Agenda 21 is apparently a way of living. All right. Some will call it the New World Order, whatever. But this is going to be a way of living that is going to take place in the next 6 years. All right. So they have a plan for humanity. All right. And these things are going to change by 2030. We're going to be living in a totally different atmosphere. Everything around us is going to change. And if you are paying very close attention to your surroundings, you're going to notice that things are changing. I was on a live with y'all the other day, and there are certain states, okay, that require you to upload your ID in order to use the internet or visit certain websites. All right. And I don't know how many times I have to say this, but this is actually a part of the Zero Trust program. All right. Now, if you are not against this and you're all for the one world government, because I know a lot of Freemasons may watch this channel and make sure Jay don't tell their secrets. I don't care. All right. But I'm going to be honest with you. It's basically it's a tyranny. You know what I'm saying? It's a tyranny. They want to control us, including your black or white ass. All right? And it's so crazy that people are like, "Yeah, let's sign up for this. I'm all for it. Let me put a chip in my forehead. Yeah. Let me put a chip in my hand. The Bible isn't real." When we start to see these people are actually putting these things in the player, in the motion, you got to question, is this really the mark of the beast? Well, we're going to talk about it. Let me play this clip for y'all, and then we're going to talk about the importance, or not the importance, but a lot of people don't understand that history always repeats itself. But I'm going to show y'all a few clips today. Salute to everybody in the chat. I greatly appreciate y'all. Somebody said your volume is low. What about now? Is that better for you? All right, so now let's play this clip real quick. We're going to get into this real quick.
This is a plan that was agreed to by 179 nations. It's called the Agenda for the 21st Century. It's a totalitarian state being developed right now all over the world. It is the inventory and control plan. Inventory and control of all land, all water, all minerals, all plants, all animals, all construction, all means of production, all food, all energy, all information, and all human beings in the world. And this is a plan that was agreed to by 179 nations back in 1992. It's a United Nations plan. It's called the Agenda for the 21st Century. And so many of us around the world think that, sustainable development, it just sounds so great. Isn't it about recycling and creative reuse and creating energy and food resources for everyone? And the answer is no, it really is not. It's about moving populations into city centers, concentrated city centers, and clearing them out of the rural areas. All systems have to be brought into harmony in order to control them all. Because when systems don't meet, when they're out of balance or not in sync with one another, they can't be controlled centrally. And the goal of Agenda 21 is one world government and total control from a central unit. Every nation that signed on to Agenda 21 has its local Agenda 21 plan. People in the United States are completely unaware of this. If I go out and talk about this, the United States press will attack me and calls me, which is totally ridiculous. It is a, but it's not a theory. It's a fact. The three pillars of United Nations Agenda 21 are economy, ecology, and equity, the three E's. And everyone sort of thinks that they know what that means, the idea of social equity. It must mean that, well, everyone's going to have access to clean water and clean air, and no one's property is going to be used as a dumping ground because they are at a poverty level. But really what social equity is about impoverishing huge portions of the population and bringing down the developed nations. Everything that we're looking at now is destined to collapse our economies. It's a totalitarian state being developed right now all over the world. And what major corporations want in this development is to be able to have full movement of workers without borders or boundaries, to be able to move their goods through without regulations, and to reduce wages. And so this is the goal. So this is what you find with social equity. And of course, economy and ecology is about, these are the three circles, economy, ecology, and social equity. And where they meet in the center is balance. But really that balance is a communitarian balance. So it's not balance of well-being of the people. What it is it's a balance for corporations so that they can exploit and control and have populations in an area in tightly packed, dense areas so that they can be surveilled and managed. And this is what that balance looks like as far as the development of a totalitarian state is. The mainstream media is owned by five major corporations, and you're not going to get this information from the mainstream press. So you need to be your own press. You need to educate yourself. You need to get out there and educate your neighbors, your community, your real community, postgraduate school. All of us have a responsibility to ourselves and to others. This is true community, to work for personal freedom. And always remember that even though we work as a group, if we do work as a group, we're all individuals in those groups, and we answer only to ourselves. And this is essential. It's essential as free human beings. This is what we are. We are free, and we need to continue to be free. And I do believe that we will win, but we have to become aware that there is a fight, and then make our friends and our neighbors and our community aware as well, and work together.
Now, for those of you that don't understand, or if it went over your head, they want to control you. Okay, now, I've showed y'all clips of the bald-head, pinhead guy at the World Economics Forum basically saying they want to take away your vehicles. By 2029, no one in California will own private-owned vehicles. Everyone will be using ride shares. You see, this whole concept is designed, all right, since the beginning of time. All right, this has all been designed since the beginning of time. Your rights are literally being stripped away from you every single day. Every day. But they keep us distracted with things like social media, okay, television, radio, rappers, entertainment. I told y'all what entertainment means, right? Entertain mentality. Entertain mentality. Entertain your brain. Keep you focused on the nonsense. Shucking and jiving. When we all decide to wake up and realize, like, these people, right? And I know who they are. I know people say, just say their name. Say their name. Yeah, no. But we all know who these people are. I've said it numerous of times on this channel. It's all a facade. Now, I'm going to show y'all this. This is what they're calling the situation here. So somebody asked in the chat, is it Agenda 21 or 2030? It's the same thing, dog. The New World Order, bro. I don't know what don't you understand about this. Do you need a coloring book? Now, I'm going to break down. They have 17 different, all right, 17 different goals that they want to reach by this time. All right, and I'm going to break this down, each one of them, because a lot of people don't understand the severity behind this. All right, it's not a joke, y'all. And I know this video is not going to get that many views because I'm not talking about rappers or Hollywood entertainers, and some may consider this fear-mongering. Cool. Drink the Kool-Aid. But I'm going to inform the ones that do care and that do want to know this information. Now, so they have at number one, right? They have no poverty. No poverty. So you ask yourself, how can they stop poverty? And I say this to you guys all of the time. Communism. Now, if you don't know what this word means, right? It basically means that there is no social status. Everyone will be equal, right? And you'll say, yeah, that's fair. Suppose if you went to school for 7 years to become a doctor, right? And you've accumulated all of this debt from student loans just for them to tell you at the end goal that a person that works at a supermarket will be getting the same wage that you will be getting, right? Now, some people may think that that's fair. But if you do, you're better off being friends with Fidel Castro, who was also a communist. All right. This is going to be a little strange. There'd be no rich or poor. This is why they want to eliminate the middle class. All right. They want to eliminate the middle class. All right. Everyone will be on the same stratosphere. So the second one they have is zero hunger. And I show y'all videos time and time again. And yeah, it's funny to some people, but it's really not. You will eat bugs and fake foods. You will. You will eat bugs and fake foods. Yes. Yes. See, there's no reason why we're seeing these videos on TikTok and Instagram and all of these different websites of people saying, hey, man, I just bought a watermelon and the thing is bending in half like a rubber band. Or it don't taste right. You know, you go and get some fish from the supermarket and the fish has got a weird taste or a weird smell. Because they've already been establishing this beforehand. You know, I showed you guys a couple of months ago about going in the supermarkets and checking the back of the label of bioengineered foods that are in most of our products that we buy from the supermarket. You get what I'm saying? The only way around this, okay, I wouldn't even say that you can go to produce markets or farmers markets, because now they're getting rid of the farmers. So that's kind of cut low. Now, the next one is good health and well-being. Now, this would come with the whole concept that they have. If you look at the agenda, right, they said by 2030, they will have a cure for diseases such as AIDS, okay, and cancer also. All right, now, I'm not gonna talk too crazy about how they're going to do this because I don't want to give the wrong medical information, but it's on their website. They said that they're going to have cures for this. All right. Now, the way that they're going to do this is by forced jabs. Okay. Forced, just like they did with us. All right. A couple years ago, told us that if we didn't get it, all right, we couldn't do nothing. They was giving out McDonald's French fries and everything. All right, they wanted to prove this. Now all of a sudden, oh, it doesn't work. What a coincidence. The next one is quality education. Now, some people may say, okay, this is a good one, Jay. What's wrong with quality education? Well, the problem with that is mass indoctrination. Okay, the fact that everyone will have a common way of thinking, like you won't have your own way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? You just be going along with the flow. Now, I'm going to skip past a few of them because I don't want to offend anybody that may be of or call themselves a different person, whatever, people. You know what I'm saying? But they have the fifth one, which is gender equality. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you. And I'm going to say this in the most respectful way possible. But in my personal opinion, this is actually going to destroy the family structure. Okay. Now, as we see today that a lot of these people, a lot of people are separated and people are not reproducing. There's no reproduction going on because everybody wants to be a cat or a zebra. Or rabbit, you know what I'm saying? And everybody, there's so many different things to call yourselves these days. It's kind of strange, you know what I'm saying? But I really feel like that's going to be the way that they eliminate the family structure, all right? No more households, or if there is a household, you know, they don't have to worry about, you know, a legacy, if that makes sense. Now, number six is going to be clean water and sanitation. Now, I don't have to say too much about this, but I'm just going to say one word or two words, matter of fact. Train derailments. All right. So affordable and clean energy. Affordable and clean energy. Now, when y'all see, if y'all didn't know, like a lot of places throughout America, they're building these solar panels. These solar panels are being built everywhere. Now, the way that this is actually working is they're controlling the energy. All right. They're going to tell you, yeah, you know, it's radiating off of the sun. But guess what? If they're blocking out the sun, how is it actually going to be working? Right. But they're controlling it. They're actually controlling this. All right, now number eight is going to be decent work and economic growth. All right. Decent work and economic growth. Decent work and economic growth. Y'all remember back in the days, people was picking cotton for a living. Everybody had one specific job. There was one specific job that everybody did. You didn't have a choice to literally go and say, you know what? I want to be a mechanic. I want to fix cars. That will be what this is going to be. And what happens is they will make you into what they call on that pyramid a debt slave. Now, number nine is what I just spoke about earlier about the industry, innovation, and infrastructure. So you won't basically, what they mean by that is you won't basically have your own personal transportation. You get what I'm saying? They're using building blocks to make sure that people are using less carbon. All right. Less carbon, less energy, less convenience, you know. I showed y'all a video before. They want to basically have a lady that was in the WEF. She basically said that by this time, they don't want you to own your own appliances. You won't need to own a tool. You'll just rent it, you know, and you won't own anything, literally. You really won't own anything. And they're really pushing for this. We may not see it in the United States or in the United Kingdom, but there are countries that are actually doing this right now. Believe it or not, you know what I'm saying? I'll tell y'all right now. Australia is one place that they're actually starting this progress. All right. Now, number 10 is going to be reduce inequalities. All right. Now that's going to be the mandate conformity. All right, mandate conformity. So you basically got to go along with the plan. I'm not going to say how or why or what's going on. But if you don't get the chip in your hand, you're pretty much stuck out here, son. All right, you're pretty much stuck. You know what I'm saying? You're pretty much stuck. Number 11 is going to be sustainable cities and communities. We already know what that is. I talk about these 15-minute cities all the time. We already know what that is. And that's going to be the consistency of mass surveillance. When you take a look now, on every building that you walk past, there's a camera. There's a camera on every single building you walk past. And those cameras are connected to, for the most part, to a lot of precincts, okay? There are people that have connection to... I'm going to tell y'all this crazy situation that I witnessed yesterday, right? And I didn't realize how crazy this was, that we this world that we living in right now. So a relative of mine had an issue with their phone yesterday. So I tried to help them fix their phone. And, you know, they couldn't log into their iCloud. So we called Apple and they answered the phone. And the person on the other end of the phone was like, hey, connect to your Wi-Fi. This is why they say Wi-Fi is watching people and stuff like that. So they said, connect to your Wi-Fi, right? We then connected to the Wi-Fi, and when we did this, this person on the other end of the phone was able to hack into our device and control it. Now, for some people, they say, yeah, that's regular, man. That been going on, man. But just be honest and think, is that normal? All right, is that normal? That these people can see you and see what you do. You get what I'm saying? It's kind of creepy if you think about it. Like, are we giving these people that permission when we sign up for these devices and agree to these terms and agreements and all of this stuff? You have to be very careful. You have to. Just don't agree to everything. Now, number 12 is going to be responsible consumption and production, right? As y'all can see, that is the symbol, the infinity symbol, all right? The Ouroboros, all right? The infinity symbol. Now, this is going to be what you would call the single monetary system, all right? Where everyone gets paid, all right, a specific salary. Now, what they're planning on doing with this is dropping the economy to the point where everybody can basically afford anything. You can afford whatever. All right. When you live, I'm going to say this, when you live inside of these, what are supposed to be 15-minute cities, right? Whenever they decide to build these developments, right? You're going to be in captivity in this small little, how do I say this? Everything will be convenient to you inside of these places, right? And everything will be affordable for you. There won't be, it sounds like some stuff out of a sci-fi movie, but these people are crazy, son. They really want to outlive this. All right, they really do. Now, number 13 is so important because I talk about this all the time, is in this climate action, right? Now, that's their whole point of this. They're saying that, yo, you know, we got to control the climate. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm going to get a little honest with y'all real quick, right? The earth has to shift, okay? It's like Mother Nature has to have a period, right? This may have happened some years ago, eons ago, where the earth actually shifted. Now you got places like New York, the Midwest, down south, where the heat is literally unbearable, all right? But then people on the West Coast are witnessing rain. The temperatures are more cooler because in the next few years, the earth may shift. And this is what's going to cause a lot of these storms and floodings and all of this stuff, right? Not to fearmonger people, but this is actually going to happen. It has to happen. The Earth axis has to shift. And it's, when you think about it, think of a Rubik's Cube where you turn it different ways. If you turn in your hand left and turning your left hand right and your right hand left, that's what the Earth has to do. So their whole point is to prevent that from happening, which is why you see a lot of these things where they're using aerosol out in the air, or we're seeing more and more chemtrails. I know Tennessee is a state where they actually banned chemtrails. All right, so they actually are trying to prevent this from happening. And their claim is that the sun is getting closer to the earth. You know what I'm saying? That's their claim. Now, life below water. But when I see life below water, right, as they show the fish there, right, they're basically saying they want to control the seas. Okay, now, if some people may say, yo, if it all gets bad, I'm going to start going fishing. If y'all didn't know, a lot of these places throughout America, the food and fishes has been toxic, man. It ain't been a good look. I'm just being honest with you. So they're tampering with everything to the point where they have total control over this. Now, 15 is life on land. Now, I know a lot of my followers, they're very advocates of, you know, buying, purchasing land and things of that nature, right? But what I see with this, what I truly see it with this is controlling, all right, controlling the land. Do you think that these people would just allow you to do what you want to do? Like, honestly. Like, you just, you know, and then people say, yeah, I'm just going to live off the grid. You don't think that you're going to have problems out there? You get what I'm saying? You know, you're going to have to be tucked off and hidden away in a cabin somewhere. You know, because everyone has to be accounted for when this time comes. You're not going to escape this, bro. You're just not. You know what I'm saying? Now, 16 would be peace, justice, and strong institutions. I'm just going to say this, even though we don't already, right, but which is why we're seeing a lot of people protesting, but you won't really have no say in WAR, war. You won't have no say in it. You know what I'm saying? You just won't have no say. You won't decide what side to take. It'll just be one world. One world. Now, number 17, for the last and not the least, is going to be partnerships for the goals. Y'all remember we talked about BRICS, right? This is going to be considered the one world government, where all of these people across the world will come together and unite to control our assets, our economy, our religion, our way of thinking, every single thing that we do, the food that we eat. We will be under a one world government. And this is what you would call the New World Order. I've showed y'all numerous times of these politicians all stating and saying we must prepare for a New World Order. All right. And this is not or what they would call it now. They've changed it since then, but it's going by Building Back Better. Right. So we can't be oblivious to any of this, man. We just can't be oblivious to any of this stuff, man. And I don't want to fearmonger people or scare anyone, but I have to keep y'all informed about what's going on. You know what I'm saying? And I know some people get upset, you know what I'm saying? But we have to understand, we got to keep God first, man. Because, and some people say, well, why can't God stop this? Why is he allowing this to happen? Why is God allowing this to happen? But you have to understand, man, like, the powers that be are in competition with God. Believe it or not, he gave these people the power to rule over this earth. This is why they have the hidden secrets. They know the truth. They know who that powerful energy is, that they can control resources and do all of these and manifest things. Meanwhile, you know, everyday people are struggling, going back and forth to work and trying to survive and paying bills. You know, these people have this knowledge, man. And they keep it hidden from the general public or the masses. They keep it hidden. You know, so I don't want you guys to get discouraged, but I do have to inform the people, man. Like, you know, we can't give up and we have to stick together. know what I'm saying? We have to stick together and, you know, operate on a barter system. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be very important in the near future. Operating on a barter system. It's not the time for us to be separated and, you know, severing ties with people. You know, we must check on our family. We must be there for them because we watch a lot of these movies like War of the Worlds and stuff like that. If y'all never seen War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise, you know, these things can actually happen. We don't know what powers that these people have. And I truly believe that a disaster can be caused to push us in this direction. You get what I'm saying? You don't just think that this will happen overnight, like, oh, slowly but surely. A disaster possibly can happen to the point where these things will now be into play. You get what I'm saying? Destroy and rebuild. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. You know what I'm saying? I just want y'all to know that this stuff is very important. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. They said the comment. Yeah, that could be the case too, man. You know what I'm saying? And salute to Amber S. Let me shout some people out. Amber S, thank you so much for the super chat. She said, thank you for exposing the truth. I'm always going to be the person to tell y'all the truth no matter what, even if I'm joking around and we having a good time on live. But sometimes we got to talk about the real. Sometimes we just have to talk about the real. All right. Now, this is really happening, y'all. It's really happening. Y'all can look this stuff up. You know what I'm saying? And their goal is to establish this within the next 6 years. Yeah, you may think 6 years is a far time or whatever the case may be, but we don't know what tomorrow holds. That's the scariest part about all of this. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't. We just don't, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man. Yeah, they said OTC Robo said everyone will be able to see. Yeah, this think about this, right? That's a good point. Think about how we are in the age of enlightenment, where a lot of people's eyes are open to the truth of what's really going on right now. You get what I'm saying? Just think, 10 years ago, you had a selective few of people that knew about this information, but now it seems that more and more people are becoming hip to the situation. You get what I'm saying? My 6-year-old cousin, maybe like 2 weeks ago, asked his mother about God. And I say this to y'all all the time, like, you know, ask your child, do they know about God? Because, you know, it's easy for us to just put a tablet in their hand or a phone in their hand. But the crazy part is, right? If you have a child and they're able to understand and talk, right, and they're able to see things, they don't watch too much TV, but some strange reason, they'll tell you they know about God. Or for the most part, they may not, because they've been warped. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of crazy, man. It's kind of crazy. But salute to everybody in the chat, man. I greatly appreciate y'all. I'm going to show y'all this video, and we're going to talk about some things. Let me shout some people out real quick, man. Definitely going to shout y'all out. Salute to Xavier, man. I appreciate you, man. Thank you, BP. And salute to Chill Vibes, man. All right, so I'm going to show y'all this. I'm going to show y'all this clip real quick, man, and then I'm going to end the live because I don't want to get in trouble talking about this. But let me play this for y'all, and y'all tell me what y'all think about this clip here. Salute to the missus. She sent me this, man. So I'm going to play this for y'all real quick, man.
Another one of the symbols I find to be very interesting that's used quite often around the world today, but a lot of people don't know how it's connected to the religions of today, and that is a magic wand. Magic wands, we've heard in stories galore from children from childhood days about magicians who use a magic wand. Well, the magic wand is just what it says it is. It's a some sort of a branch of a tree that has been consecrated and made holy by blessings from the priest, and now it has a magical quality that can do things that others, that humans can't do. The Druid priests, they use the wood of a holly tree. They used Hollywood. And that's what we get the term today, Hollywood, in the magic of Hollywood. Today we have Hollywood, we have Mickey Mouse waving a magic wand. On the left side, we also have actual real magic wands as they are made today in Europe. And of course, orchestra leaders and orchestra conductors, they lead the music with a magic wand. And a lot of people haven't thought about that, but that's what it is, a magic wand. So here we have a picture of Moses, where he is conjuring up the spirits in the universe with a magic wand. That's very interesting, Moses with a magic wand. In the ancient Roman Empire, the most important god at the height of Rome's power in the world was a god named Mithra. Mithra was a sun god. And according to the Roman explanation of their god, he was not only a sun god, but he did his miracles with a magic wand. Now here we have Jesus raising Lazarus from the tomb. And you will see that Jesus is using a magic wand. How many Christians know that, that all throughout Europe and around the world, Christian churches have Jesus working his miracles with magic wands? A lot of people don't know that, you know, so we hear all about the magical things that Jesus was able to do, but here in the actual churches, we see that Jesus is doing his miracles with a magic wand. The importance of this is to point out that people do not realize that in Christianity, the understanding in the ancient world and in the medieval world was that these religious figures like Jesus were doing their miracles with magic wands. But it's actually legitimate, de jure, real, magical system of controlling people's minds and directing their spirits and their hearts and being able to direct our civilization through magical symbols and magical words.
Interesting. Very interesting. You know what I'm saying? Interesting. They said, write a staff. I won't go into details about that, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't choose to offend anyone or their religious beliefs on this live here. You get what I'm saying? But I kind of find it strange that all of these things are somewhat connected. All right? All of these things are somewhat connected. That's what I want to say. And you know, regardless of the, you know, most people don't want to hear it, but the, you know, it's crazy, man. It is crazy. I just say that, man. It is crazy. But we got to keep God first. I will say that. You know what I'm saying? I will say that. We got to keep the Most High Yah first. You know what I'm saying? We have to. At all times. Because the devil is busy. You hear me? The devil is always busy. And he's waiting, he's lurking in the corner waiting to tempt you. All right, if you got a strong belief in something, believe in that. Don't let nothing steer you away. Believe in that. Stand firm on your belief. You know how many times doing this YouTube thing I've been tempted by the devil to just sell out and do stupid stuff. An idea will pop in my brain, like I could do this and get views, but then I gotta keep my dignity, I gotta keep my morals, right? Because if I did that, right, the views will go crazy, of course, but I won't be happy within myself. Why? Because that's gotta be on the internet forever. You understand? Stand firm in what you believe in. Stand firm. You know what I'm saying? Somebody smoke IX Shooter. Please get him out of here. Can we get IX Shooter out of here real quick? I greatly appreciate it if y'all get IX Shooter out of the chat. He's no longer allowed to comment anymore. I greatly appreciate that. Let me read some of y'all in the chat. I keep saying to people, what makes you, Sophie B, what's popping? I keep saying to people, what makes you think these people would give us the answers to salvation if they have lied about everything? We have to seek from within. Now, that's kind of like what David Banner was saying when I showed y'all that clip yesterday, right? And that is true. We must find our own truth. We have to find our own truth. Nobody's going to tell you the facts of life, right? You got to find what you honestly feel is the truth. You know what I'm saying? You have to find what you honestly feel is the truth. Yeah, Nathan Harris says, stay true to yourself. That's a fact. Salute to Nathan Harris. Tata said, the mods are sleeping today. Yeah, I mean, I know that these type of topics will definitely get the bots going. You get what I'm saying? Because you got to understand something. A lot of Freemasons don't want this information out there, right? They don't. They don't want people to wake up. They don't want people to be in line with the truth. This is why I said videos like this won't get that many views. It's just not. You know what I'm saying? It's just not. And I'm okay with that as long as you're here to get the message. You get what I'm saying? Nitrous said, what did he say? It doesn't matter what he said. He just was being funny. And I don't know if he was being funny or sarcastic, but we talking about real stuff right now. You get what I'm saying? And you know, I want people to get the information. I don't have time for people in the chat, you know, trying to be comedians. And as y'all know, y'all said there's been a lot of bots in the chat that have been, you know, disturbing, you know, the communication. I like when everybody just speaks and you know, y'all talk about topics and y'all congregate. We all congregate here. I read everybody's comment. I'm not sitting up here just reading super chats and stuff like that. You know, I give everybody a voice. Sometimes I may turn the phone on, sometimes not. You know what I'm saying? But thank you, Miss Malia. I appreciate you. Thank you, Miss Malia. Yeah, they said, inform the ones that care, Jay. Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I'm not trying to be the smartest person. Like I always tell y'all, I don't know everything. But when I see certain things that are wrong, and if I was the type of person to turn a blind eye to it, knowing that I have somewhat of a voice, I'd be foul for that, son. I really would be foul for that. And a lot of people, I'm just going to say, there's a lot of people that create content that are on TV, that are in the media business, journalists. They know the truth, but they rather tell you lies. They know the truth, but they rather tell you lies for the sake of their own behind. Now, I'm not a martyr. I'm not one person out here that's willing to put their life on the line for the truth, right? But I will give the people information. And I will inform them. That's just what I do. I've been doing it since 2019. I've been telling people about industry plans. I've been telling people about how the industry signs on. These people are all into witchcraft and stuff like that. I've been telling people this. You know, and salute to everybody else that created a channel and decided to follow suit. You get what I'm saying? I'm not the first person that did this. Salute to Brother Unplug'em. Salute to Unplug'em. Salute to who else? Professor Griff, Black Dot. You know what I'm saying? There's so many people out here that have been speaking about this. Yash Kara. You know what I mean? So I come from that era. You get what I'm saying? Where if you know information, you tell the people what's going on. Regardless, you stand up against this machine because it going along with it. And then some people may say, oh, you just bitter because you never made it. But who said I wanted to make it? I'm pretty sure everyone that wants to be a rapper or decided to be a rapper or be in the music business has all had an opportunity. We've all been around celebrities and rappers and actors, and we've all been around these people, right? We all have a relative or a friend that knows somebody that knows somebody. They call that 6 degrees of separation, right? So it's not hard for you to get in contact with somebody that has power. You get what I'm saying? I didn't get my beat picked by 50 because I knew somebody. I got that off of hard work and dedication. Nobody I knew passed my CD to him. Just so happens, I know this kid from my neighborhood. So you got to always remember, like, you know what I'm saying? We all have that opportunity to do great things. You know what I'm saying? We all have that. And I just want to speak the truth to the people. Sometimes we come up here, I come up here, laugh and joke. We have a good time. And then sometimes I just want to tell y'all the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? So salute to everybody that's here because they want the truth, man. I appreciate all of y'all. I love everybody that's tapped in, even the replay gang, man. You know what I'm saying? People that watch the replay, they can't watch it right now. I appreciate all of y'all because without y'all, I wouldn't be able to do this. And it takes a lot of courage to do so. All right? Just want to let y'all know that. Let me salute to everybody, man. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man. We got this video up there, the PDF files and power, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't want to miss this, man. It's a little graphic, but it's worth the watch. You know what I'm saying? Also, we have the evil people. Let me get that off the screen. The evil people that run this world. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, son. I got over 200 plus videos and counting. I think we almost had maybe past 300 videos up there. I don't know, but we up there. You know what I'm saying? We up there, man. Salute to Jungle J, man. I appreciate you, dog. Thank you, man. I greatly appreciate you, man. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, dog. I'm a drop a video for y'all tomorrow. All right, I'm going to drop a video for y'all tomorrow on this channel here. I put it out early for y'all. Make sure y'all tap in. And if y'all could, if you don't want to, it's fine. But if y'all could, make sure y'all hit the like button and share this content so it can get in the algorithms. All right, I'm being shadow banned. All right, so I appreciate everybody, man. They said, Jay, your ops are in the chat. I don't care. I don't have any ops. I just want to let you know that I don't have any ops. I'm a grown man. I'm pushing 40, dog. I don't have no ops. Okay, I'm not out here with no flag hanging from my back pocket. I don't have no ops, son. Alright? I don't have no ops. Only ops I got is Satanists. Okay? That's it. But salute to everybody in the chat, man. I greatly appreciate y'all, man. Salute to Miss Mocha K. Zenolix, Lacey Lavender was popping. Dina Nicole, Miss Malia 420, Andre Smith, man. Nisi Brown, what's going on? Random House Stations. Anthony Sutton. Illegal Kings was popping. Authentic Entertainment. Brooklyn Guapo. Yeah, Armando ML said they call haters. Let them hate, man. Let them hate, man. You know what I'm saying? Let them hate, man. These are people that got a YouTube channel and only get 30, maybe not even that, only five viewers, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? They, of course they're going to be upset. Like, we out here talking the truth. You understand what I'm saying? You know, so I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. I totally get it, man. But it's a part of the plan, man. You know what I'm saying? But salute to everybody, man. Salute Miss Telva. What's popping? I see you. Yeah, Nitro said bow, 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 bow. What's popping, man? All right, man. I'm all for this, y'all. I'll upload a video for y'all tomorrow, man. All right, peace and blessings. Hope y'all have a blessed and safe Thursday today, man. You know what I'm saying? Peace.